Susan Testa is stuck in the middle between her sister and her husband. They see the Christmas holidays very differently. Susan and her husband, Matt, try to teach their two little girls to live in balance with the natural environment. That means at Christmas time, Susan says her husband wants to put the brakes on buying gifts.
I think if it was up to Matt, we would have nothing because it's just too much consumerism, too much waste, too much this, too much that. I want to balance that with, well, let's not go overboard. Let's bring some green concepts, which we're both very interested in, into the tradition. However, let's not be Scrooges about the whole thing either.
But on Christmas Eve, Matt doesn't have visions of sugar plums dancing in his head. He's got visions of wastefulness. He can't stand to watch the wrapping paper pile up as their relatives rip open gifts.
It doesn't sit well with me, this frenzy of ripping things open, where no one can even be appreciated, or you can't. It's hard to link the gift to the giver because of the frenzy going on.
Say, okay, everyone, stop. Let's take a moment to realize the true meaning of Christmas and just put your gifts down and open them slowly or something. Or what do you think needs to be done?
Less about the things and more about the act of getting together, of sharing and all that.
Matt says at the very least, instead of mindless toys and gadgets, the family should give smart gifts. Educational gifts, savings bonds, or even giving the holiday gift money to charity.
Oh, he's such a killjoy. You know, he's missing the whole point of it.
That's Susan's sister, Pam Nervo. On Christmas Eve, Susan and Matt take their family over to Pam's upper-middle-class suburban home for a gift-giving session. Unlike Uncle Matt, the nieces love watching all the wrapping paper pile up on Christmas Eve, and they don't want educational gifts. And Aunt Pam doesn't plan on buying them for Sue and Matt's girls either.
I'm not going to be the aunt that gives the educational toys. Not going to happen, Matt. So, not going to happen.
Pam and Sue are sisters, but their families have different philosophies. While Susan is concerned about celebrating the love of the season and the earth we live on, Pam thinks Susan and Matt should worry less about the consumerism of Christmas and spend more time celebrating the birth of Jesus.
I think when you don't have the religious aspect to it, you are stuck with the commercialism of it. That's what happens. When you don't have religion as part of your life, that's all this is. It's a show.
Unless what you see as sort of, I mean, and I'm just kind of, mm-hmm. you know, playing devil's advocate for Matt a little bit, unless what right. you see as sort of your moral center is kind of.
Are you saying, well, I don't know. Do you really want your moral center to be based on the ecology system here? I mean, is that what we're saying? That this is your moral center? That's kind of crazy not to. I can't imagine that being your belief system.
As we said, Susan is stuck between very different philosophies between her husband Matt and her sister Pam. But the holiday with the extended family is just that one day. The important thing for Matt and Sue is that they teach their children the holiday season is more than just the holiday shopping season. They turn to their own 5-year-old daughter Gianna, smiling. Matt asks her about her favorite part of Christmas.
What's your favorite part of Christmas?
Getting presents.
Really?
Yeah. It's just fun opening up presents.
Well, nice try, Matt. So for this year, Susan says she'll buy gifts she thinks the kids in her life will enjoy. Environmental or educational qualities will be secondary. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
She's got it.